Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Tonight, it's the Diamondbacks here at Petco, and our host Mike Grace is excited.
Hey, but I know you're really excited about this. Star Wars night.
Okay, so Gracie's actually excited because it's Star Wars night, but his co-host Randy Jones? Not so much. But only because he was just as big a sensation as Star Wars was back in the 70s, and he doesn't see what all the fuss is about.
That's confidence, gentlemen. That's confidence in your stuff.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Mike Grace and Randy Jones.
Welcome to Padres Social Hour. It is Star Wars night. I don't know if I've ever seen this many people here at the AMR studios. I like to think it's because I do such a fantastic job on the show, but
I like your attitude.
Right?
I like your attitude.
To tell myself that. Yeah. But as you can see, we've got some Star Wars characters here guarding the set. Blooper looks fantastic in his well-fitting costume. He's an X-Wing fighter from the Rogue Squadron. Randy Jones is here. And Jesse Agler, just as big a Star Wars fan as I know.
I don't know what to say. No, I don't know anything about Star Wars, which makes all of this that much more entertaining to me. You are dressed as Luke Skywalker, correct?
No, incorrect.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Want to take one more shot?
No, that's all I had.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
You got anything?
No.
Han Solo.
The Harrison Ford character.
Harrison Ford.
Okay.
And he's like the coolest character.
Harrison Ford's probably the coolest guy in
all
the
right,
world.
All right, now wait a minute. Okay,
because of the earring?
Hey.
Yeah.
Look, just show him your gun.
Show my gun.
Yeah,
now, is that a laser gun?
Look at that baby.
It's absolutely a laser gun.
Can you shoot it at Blooper? Whoa. Oh, thank you.
Let me reload.
I've been hit. Just sort of came
I like this.
Fizzing out of there.
Shoot Blooper. Nice. Good shooting.
What is Blooper dressed as? So you're Han Solo.
You're Han.
I'm Han Solo.
Blooper is in an orange onesie with a helmet.
That he's torn through the crotch of.
Yeah, no, it's cracked open a little bit on him.
It didn't quite fit.
He needed the 2X.
That will not make it to Halloween, gentlemen. That will not be a Halloween.
He's an X-Wing fighter pilot from the Rogue Squadron.
And then the two gentlemen who are our security tonight for the set.
Yes.
Those are real deal costumes, by the way.
Those are big league.
Yes. These are, so you've got Dude Vader, I believe, who is a part of the steampunk Star Wars sect.
And he has a first baseman's glove.
He's ready to catch balls.
Is that what this is all about?
Yes. And then you've got a Maldrorian? Say it to me, Seth. What did he say? Mandalorian. That's what he is. Jango Fett and Boba Fett.
Ah. And these are real things from the movies?
These are very real things from the movies.
Okay.
And look, I'm going to put it out there. I am a huge Star Wars
fan. Oh, yes, you are.
I'm a very big Star Wars fan.
There's no doubt in my mind the guy on the left cannot hit a slider. not in that rig.
Yeah, no, the gold helmet, it would make it difficult
It's for
to
protection,
catch the break.
Randy. It's for protection.
He's not worried about getting hit by a pitch, though.
I just got a dirty look. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's using the force on you.
Ooh.
He's going to force choke you.
Is that a thing?
It's very
They do that in the movie?
They do that in the movie.
Yeah, should I fake it?
I like that you think I'm making these things up that I have
I don't
a creative
know,
enough
but
of
that's,
mind.
That's
We're buying
thing.
All of it over here. The couch is buying everything you're saying.
You could say anything about this, and I would believe you. I have no idea, but I'm fascinated by it. And that's a real deal. The gold Luke, the gold Darth Vader guy, that's like a legit
the gold
rig
Darth
he's got going on.
No,
the
I think
gold
the,
Darth Vader guy?
What would you call him?
I can't remember
He
his
looks
name.
Like Darth Vader, but it's gold instead of black.
He's dude Vader.
He's the uncle, not the father. Is that correct? Is that what I understand?
Yes, and I believe Darth and Vader, they're Swedish or something like
that. Yeah, I'll give you
I'll give
the guy $10 if he eats a hot dog.
Yes,
in
just
that
like
outfit.
IKEA.
Interesting.
Meatballs and fathers. That's
and
what
Volvos.
All
wow.
It's all coming together for me now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here
wow.
We go.
At some point tonight, we are going to talk about baseball. We're scheduled to be joined by Jay Jackson.
Yeah. You'll talk about baseball, but we have to don't let Blooper off the hook.
Blooper, look great, man.
He is in an orange onesie with a helmet. And the crotch has ripped on the pants.
It's two sizes too small.
Well, are you going to wear that up in the press box?
No, I don't think this is going to last the
Come
entire
on.
Show.
Have you given the folks watching on television and online a good enough look at your
I
outfit
mean,
yet?
No. He's not going
to,
I don't
Go
think.
To the shot and turn to the crowd.
I mean, stand.
That's good enough.
That's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
That's unbelievable. So this is all part of Star Wars night.
Star Wars night. So there's going to be tons
of it's going to be awesome here tonight. I'm excited for this. Like
right.
The video board, everything that goes into it, I'm excited.
There's going to be videos. The headshots are always fun. The transformation. The Diamondbacks will be from the dark side or the Empire. The Padres will be the light side.
That'll be okay. That'll be entertaining.
How good would it be if you're playing the Yankees today and they could be the evil Empire?
That would be fantastic.
That would be perfect.
Maybe next year. Maybe they'll schedule Star Wars Day with one of the Yankee games.
Did you know tonight will be the fourth Star Wars night that the Diamondbacks have participated in this year?
Jeez. I read that stat.
Wonder what they did wrong.
They hosted one.
What did they do right, Randy?
Well, I'd be wrong.
Did one
I don't
in
like
Milwaukee
your attitude.
And one in Pittsburgh. Yeah, what do you think of all of this?
This is ridiculous. Lefty.
You lived through
this.
I was
crazy.
I was a pretty small. I missed the first two. Well, I missed the first one. I was a very small child for the second two.
How many have there been? How many Star Wars are there?
Six, and the seventh is coming out in December. And that's going to be fantastic.
I've only missed five then. Because I saw one.
You saw the first one?
And I was good to go.
Now, where does Star Trek fit into all of this?
That is the rival.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no, there is quite the rivalry between
Star
Wars.
So it's like a Padres-Dodgers thing.
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
And which one are the Padres and which one are the Dodgers? I'm trying to put this into terms I can understand.
Star Wars, Padres, Star Trek, Dodgers.
Got it.
I'm not a Trekkie. I'm not a Star Trek fan.
Got it.
You're a Star Warsy.
Star Warsy.
What do you call it? Well, yeah, so there's Trekkies for Star Trek.
No, I didn't.
What is it? What's a Star Wars fan called?
Cool guys.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
got it.
I just want you to know those boots he's got on are brand new.
You know, yeah, let's talk about your outfit here,
especially
Gracie.
Bob.
I'll let you host this show at some point, but not until we explain. All right, you've got Long Johns on the top. You know,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get a costume that I would rip the crotch out of, like bloopers.
Good
so
call.
I put a little extra
Depends
effort
who's
into
hanging
it.
Around. So you've got the long john top, the
basically,
black vest,
yes.
The blue pants with the red piping.
Yep.
Those are pretty stylish.
Right?
And the black boots. Are those rain boots? We've got El Nino coming. Will you be able to use those during the rainy winter in San Diego?
No, these are made for smuggling.
Yeah, and those aren't waterproof.
They're not.
No, because I'm going to be flying around in the Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
And I'm smuggling.
You
know,
hey, before we get done,
to
you
got to
let them check out your holster and stuff. I mean, you
got that on.
Yeah,
show us off. You got like a side leg situation.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be as accurate to the character as possible.
As you should.
My wife, who is insanely crafty, rigged this up for me.
Really? That's DIY.
This is all basically DIY.
Homemade.
And she got me a gun so I could shoot blooper.
Dark Lighter's here. Are you into this?
That's where the screen name comes from.
Oh.
Who knew?
So you love it, right?
Dark Lighter on Twitter.
He's a Star
Wars
guy.
I didn't even
guy.
Know that was a Star Wars thing. I thought
lightsaber,
it was like a
awesome.
Darth. Yeah, I mean, there's.
Do you have a lightsaber?
No, Han Solo does not follow the Force.
He's a pilot, right?
Yes, he's the one of the
just
best.
Like
one of the best
Harrison
in the galaxy.
Ford.
Yeah, he was just a pilot.
One of the best in the galaxy.
Wow. The Milky Way. Or are they in a different galaxy than we are?
He really liked Princess Leia.
He made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
He made the
I like watching him.
112 parsecs.
It's like when Ben Higgins yesterday suggested that the baby that was born here be named Norosaurus Rex.
Right.
And Bill Center's reaction to that.
Was?
Just utter disdain. And these are the reactions I get from you when talking about Star Wars.
Well, Norosaurus could be the first name, and then Rex is the middle name.
Yes.
Otherwise, it gets too wordy.
Hey, I mean, people with their babies these days, you never know.
No, I guess not.
You never know. What are you into movie-wise? What do you like?
You
don't like anything.
No, I don't.
That's why we can't
sports.
Make fun of you. It's like, oh, I'm a huge OAR fan. And like, really? Like, what can I do about
that?
No,
I'm really – I don't have very many interests out of sports.
Tell
I'm
me
into
like,
airplanes, but that's not really like –
Tell me like the old Walt Disney movies or something like that. That'll get you by.
He wants you to just lie.
You know,
I liked the Robin Hood Walt Disney
like
when I was
Pocahontas,
a kid a lot.
That's
maybe.
Fantastic,
I love
–
with the foxes.
Peach Dragon.
There's something
like
nerdy
Peach
I'm
Dragon,
into.
Right?
I don't even know what that is.
Here's a little trivia for you. So one of the songs they play during the Hat Shuffle.
Yes.
It's actually a very sped up version of the Robin Hood song.
That one?
Yeah.
That's the Hat Shuffle song.
That's one of the Hat
That's
Shuffle
great
songs.
Great Petco Park trivia.
Man.
There you go. There's a pro tip for
That's
everybody
great.
Out there.
I like that.
I liked that movie.
So, yeah. So, Jesse, what are you doing tonight?
I'll be on the radio with Bob Scanlon. Teddy is in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania for the Aztecs and the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, the Penn
we get a score
State.
Update on that, by the way?
Things didn't seem to be going so well for the Aztecs.
Last I saw, it was close.
37-21 final.
Oh.
They were marching, and I think they had a fumble return for a touchdown.
That's like a 14-point swing.
That'll kill the rally.
16-point game, that's a pretty big deal. So, yeah, Ted's on his way back from State College, PA, and so I'm filling in. He'll be back for the game tomorrow. And I appreciate you letting me hijack the first few minutes here. I just wanted to make sure we got to all of this.
No, I appreciate it.
I really enjoyed it. And you know what? You're a great sport,
Thank
Blooper,
you.
As well, for really, you know,
embracing this whole day.
Going with it.
I like it.
Now, Randy here, he's just in his normal Padre shirt, Padre hat.
Get over
the Oakleys.
It. Get over it, man.
Yeah? You're just a regular – you're you.
That's it.
You got your ostrich boots on?
I was pretty
Actually,
excited about
snake,
finally
sorry.
Wearing
sorry,
boots,
snake boots
to be able to match Randy.
No.
He doesn't wear boots
like
this.
It's not
like
even in the same.
But they're boots.
Yeah, it's a nice zipper on the inside of them, too. That's cute.
Wow. So if I wore these hunting with you, would I just be
You get buried, I'm afraid. Yeah, you might be hunting by yourself if you wore those. I don't know if anybody walk with you.
I just hunt bloopers.
That's They're pretty great. Easy to see these days.
Yes.
You know. Brighter. He looks like he's going hunting in that bright yeah. orange jumpsuit. Sorry, not a onesie. It's a jumpsuit.
Am I a hunter? Is that what I am?
No, you're Chris? The hunted, I think.
Well, we wear a lot of orange when we're hunting all the time.
So while you're here, and yeah. we're completely off topic, so sure. let's just stay with that.
Okay.
Kurt Bavakwa hosting Padres Social Hour after the game
Post-game
tonight.
Edition.
Post-game tonight. We got confirmation from Roberto Clemente Jr. that he is like a really big deal in Puerto Rico.
Bavakwa.
Like there is a Kurt yes. Bavakwa thing going on in Puerto Rico and even Venezuela. Like
winter ball days.
Hordes of people following him around the streets.
Are you kidding me? Like, winter ball days.
I mean.
He played down there 10 years.
Oh, wow.
We're probably in the Hall of Fame.
We're being invaded right
There's
now.
There's more guys coming.
Yeah.
This
That's
is
right.
The,
Look at Jay.
He
don't know
crew.
What to do.
All right. Oh, somebody just hit their Uh-oh. Head, first of all. Be very careful
Uh-oh.
Coming
Uh-oh.
In.
Oh, this is not good.
All right, Grace, tell us who we have here.
So you've got Darth Vader. You've got
He's the dad.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
He looks like Phil Nevin.
You've got a stormtrooper in a Padres camo jersey.
Jeff is whom?
Jeff is a Jedi.
You're a Jedi.
Nice.
He's a
like
Jedi.
Like Jerko.
Yes, like Jedi Jerko.
Okay.
And I can't even tell you who Darth Vader is.
I like
there.
The one with the light up eyes.
That's a Jawa. They are
Jawa?
Scavengers. They're scavengers
well,
of the
well,
desert.
These guys are my favorite over here.
The Jawa is right in front of one of the cameras.
Who's the guy with the pink eyes?
Oh, that is the this is the bane of the Star Wars existence.
You're the bane?
This is Jar Jar Binks.
Hey.
And
Jar Jar.
Everybody in the Star Wars world hates Jar Jar Binks.
Why is that?
Because he ruined the first movie. Well, nice episode one.
They don't like you?
The big comeback movie.
Yeah.
He basically ruined it.
Oh, you ruined the movie. Why would you do that? It's not very nice. Get out of here.
Come
ruiner.
On, man.
Come
get,
on.
Get.
Try to ruin movies.
Thank you to the Padres Productions team. I appreciate the support.
Good job, guys.
We're going to get this thing back on the track.
You're going to have to because Jay Jackson is going to be here, and I don't know that he's going to want to talk about this nonsense.
He's going to look at me
he's
and
gonna
think,
He's
going to
want to talk about throwing
another
good inning last night.
A very good inning
How about
last
that bullpen
night?
Last night?
Really, really good.
One base runner.
Solid.
They were really
Despaigne walked a guy. That was it.
How about seven and two-thirds of no-hit baseball? After,
11 in a row retired by
after
Casey
the grand
Kelly
slam,
after the homer.
You guys are throwing so many baseball things at me right now. I haven't changed into baseball mode.
Are
so
you
I'm
going to be, like, in a full uniform when we come back? Are you going to be wearing, like, your Padre gear?
Yeah, I'm going to go Kurt Bavakwa. I'm going to wear my baseball pants on the show.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. Well, thank you for letting me have fun with
Thanks
the Star
for hanging
Wars
out. Good
thing.
Luck with
Good
the game
job,
tonight.
Man.
I still don't understand
I appreciate you go do some prep for the radio.
You tonight. Know what? I'm ready to go, baby.
You're already ready?
What do you want to know?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Jay Jackson, and hopefully he can keep a straight face.
That's a good guy to talk to today.
I like it. Yeah. I like this idea.
With the bullpen last night.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
No, thank you.
As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco,
what
the power
outfit.
Of together.
You look really
Jay Jackson
great.
Coming up right after the break.
Trekkies!
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show. We are live from the AMR studios, Randy Jones and Mike Grace. It is Star Wars night, but we are here to play baseball and to talk a little baseball. Really happy to welcome Jay Jackson to the couch, to the set, and the Cholula hot seat. Jay, good to see you. How are you doing today, man?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Other than the fact that I'm a grown man in a costume right now, but otherwise I'm doing well.
Well, so is Jay.
Yeah, I'm.
That's true. This
is a costume.
Yeah,
it's a costume. It's a lot more fun to be in that one, though.
Yeah, but you know what? And you talk about that, you know. But you know, honestly, and I think about this quite a bit. You know, been wearing one of these things since like you were 7 years old. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And you know, and you still wear it. You keep wearing it. Hard to grow up, isn't it, Mike? I mean,
it's so hard to grow up. It's the best thing. It's like being a big kid just running around.
I'm telling you, there's a fact to that.
But tell us about when you got that call to find out that you're going to put on this big league uniform for the first time. I mean, you had a pretty extensive minor league career. We'll get into your story because it's very interesting. But the first time you got that call, what was that?
I was actually on my way to grab dinner that day. I stayed in El Paso for an extra day just to kind of reflect on the season and just have a day to myself before I went home. And I was on the way to dinner. Next thing I know, I get a call from Sam Gainey. Gainey's just like, you know, how long has it been since you've been in the minor leagues? I was like, you know, it's been 8 years. He's like, well, I want to be the first person to congratulate you and tell you, you know, you're going to meet the big league team in Phoenix tomorrow. So after that, just all the shock hit, start calling everybody. Everybody was telling me congratulations.
Did you ever have dinner?
I did. It was a quick dinner. I had to get on a flight like 2 hours later. So it was a real quick dinner after that.
That's great. And you talk about that. We talked before we came on, you know, and yeah, like I did mine 40 years ago, probably. You know, and it's like it happened yesterday. You'll never forget that first appearance on the mound, will you?
Never forget it. Never forget it. Even though it wasn't the greatest appearance.
It doesn't matter. I mean.
But it's there. It's still, you can never take it away.
Mine, I gave it my first big league hit. It was a home run to Willie Mays my first time on the mound. I didn't mess around, man. No. I did it right.
That's how, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
make it memorable, right?
Exactly.
That's a Hall of Famer right there. Now, like you said, you've been in the minor leagues for 8 years, mostly as a starter, maybe as a swing guy, but this year, transition to the bullpen had a lot of success. Talk about that transition.
It was just really being comfortable just doing one thing. That's all it was. My whole career since, I think, 2009 was the last time that I just did the whole season just starting or relieving, and that was the last time. Since then, I've been kind of the swing guy, and it's a real difficult role to be in, just coming through the minor leagues, not having a defined role, not being able to have that comfort level that you have every day going to the ballpark, knowing that, okay, this is my day, or even as a reliever, you don't know it's your day, but at least you know that you might have a chance to get in. You have a routine built for that instead of every day coming to the field and, oh, well, we're not going to throw you today because you're going to spot start tomorrow or something like that. And it's difficult, but sure. Just being able to do one thing was just huge this year. And
yeah, it's a mindset too.
Exactly.
Once you get that mindset, you know, starters, hey, you know, you're preparing for that fifth day.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of guys can't do that. The mental process doesn't work real well. We're in the bullpen. I mean, every day you come to the ballpark, that mindset, well, there's an opportunity you're going to pitch tonight.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so you can get a little breathing room until about the fifth, and then you got to start putting your face on,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And you got to get used to doing that. You got to condition yourself mentally.
Yeah, it takes
time. Really.
But it's really just nice to be able to just finally be able to get into one thing. I've always told my dad, and he's like my biggest supporter, and he knows it too, that if I was just able just to stick with one thing, I was like, I'm going to have success at this, just bouncing back and forth, just – it just kind of takes a toll on you because you don't know mentally what you're going to get into, and it's difficult. But it was fun. It was a good experience to have over those years of my career to know that I can do those things.
Yeah, you look at your scouting report, and you're throwing around 93, 95, whereas a starter, you're 90 to 92. Well, that's obviously because you got to save some bullets if you think you might have to throw 5-6 innings the next day. So being able to stay in that role is going to help you be successful, and obviously that has happened this year.
Yeah,
so that makes a lot of sense.
How about since you've been getting called up and talking to the guys and – you know, the game will kind of speed up here in the big leagues real quick on you.
Real quick.
You know, but also, I mean, you finally got to the point, though, even watching the games that, you know, I think the one thing about big league hitters, if you're able to make good pitches, you can get big league hitters out.
Exactly.
But if you make mistakes, as you learned,
yes,
you know, they don't miss them very often.
That's the biggest thing I would say is you get away with less mistakes here. Like, you can outstuff some guys here a little bit here and there. But for the most part, if you make a mistake, they make you pay for it.
Yes.
A lot of times you can make a mistake here or there when you're in the minor leagues, and you'll get away with a lot of them, maybe 40, 50% of them. But here, you might get away with 10%. So it's a good difference. It's a good thing to have because you get to learn from it.
And the difference between your first couple outings to your last couple outings, obviously a lot more success. I mean, is it a nerves factor, kind of getting a sense of the speed of the game? We've heard that just the ball off the bat is so much quicker at this level. I mean, is there just that progress of getting more comfortable?
Oh, yeah, definitely. After the first appearance, you're up there, jelly legs. Yeah. You're trying to control yourself.
You're
trying to
tell yourself. Feet,
my first appearance out there, I wasn't so much nervous and timid as I was – trying to be too perfect, not to mess up my first outing. And what happens, next thing I know, I turn around and I got a two spot up there. So it happens, but just getting more comfortable and just reading the game and just understanding your body and just understanding the emotions that you're going to go through now, it helps out a lot.
Talking to pitcher Jay Jackson here.
Yeah, you talk about when you're getting down the bullpen, especially here, and you're coming in. I think Willie does a good job of having you prepared.
Oh,
you kind of got a pretty good idea who you're going to face. Yeah. I mean, when you're running in, you got pretty much kind of a game plan of who you're going to face and what you want to do.
Yeah, you definitely have a game plan. They've done a really good job of having everybody ready for who they're going to face, having a great scouting report. We get a good scouting report every day, having a plan of attack for every hitter that we're going to face, and then just go out there and just about executing pitches.
Yep. Beautiful.
Reading through your story, you know, I saw you were drafted in 08 and made it all the way to AAA in 09. And I'm guessing at that time you're like, all right, things are moving fast. I'm going to get to the big leagues. And then it didn't happen for a while. Did you ever get discouraged that, you know, this might not happen?
You always get discouraged a little bit. There's always that doubt that's going to creep in, but it's how you take that doubt and either go with it and you fall off, or you take it and you make it a positive. And I just tried to make it a positive. And there was times that I really did think, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to hang it up and go find something else to do. But I have a great family, great support system that they were like, as long as you're enjoying playing and you're having fun, just keep doing it. As long as you can still throw a ball and put on a jersey, keep going out there and giving it your best shot and having fun. And as long as I'm having fun, that was the main thing for me, is I'm just going to go out there and just keep playing.
Yeah, how many years in the minor leagues, you know, how long did it take you to learn that a lot of times less is better when you're pitching?
It clicked probably my third year. My third or fourth year, it was, I went to after I left the Cubs and I signed with the Marlins that year, I went to AA, and just seeing those guys and, like, how much fun they were having, it's just like, you know, just relax. Just go out there and have fun and play. Don't try to overdo it. Don't stress too much. And that just – I think that really just turned my whole – pretty much my whole career around at that point.
That's awesome.
Just, I got a new sense of just having fun and going just to the ballpark and just being able to smile every day.
Ah, I love that.
That's great. That's great stuff.
You know, the smile, too, is about competing. We love that competition.
Oh, you got to love
it.
And
it's day in and day out.
It's awesome.
And all your buddy, everybody's pulling for you in the bullpen and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're loosening up. And
yeah, it's a great bullpen. There's a lot of great guys down there, veterans, rookies. We all look out for each other. It's been great down there. Just the guys that we have down there, it's been – amazing. I can't say enough about those guys.
Awesome. Yeah, you got some real veterans down there, some all-stars, and Joaquin Benoit, Craig Kimbrell. You know, talk about what you're learning from these guys finally getting this big league experience.
Just to be able to talk to them just about just little things here and there. You know, my first couple outings, Joaquin and Bud Norris, those guys were just like, you know, like, it's your first outing. Like, you're going to get back out there and just don't change anything from what you were doing down there. You had success down there doing something. So just bring it up here and just – I was like, you know, like, I was just a little nervous. He's like, just take your time. The game's on you out there. It's going to speed up, but don't let it speed up too much. Just get comfortable and be aggressive. And that's what I feel like I've been doing the past couple outings. And it's back to where it was when I was down in AAA and AA. And it's just being able to go out there and have fun and just be aggressive.
Exactly. To be an effective pitcher, you know, you're going to fail. You're going to have those problems. You know, one thing about a short memory, but learn from your failures. Learn from your mistakes.
Yes.
As long as you continue to do that, you know, that keeps you motivated, keeps you going. But you got to learn.
Sure.
It's part of the curve.
Yeah, definitely. It's the quicker you make adjustments.
And it will never stop.
Never.
You know, it never will.
You learn something
every
day.
That's a great thing, man.
Game of adjustments, right?
Oh, man.
Batters are always making adjustments to you, and you've always got to make adjustments to them, right?
You betcha.
So what does the offseason look like for you now, maybe a little more comfortable in this reliever role? Does that change your offseason workout program? I mean, what are you looking forward to getting ready for next year?
No, it doesn't change my offseason workout that much. I'll go home and probably take a week or so off and then get back in the gym and start working out and throwing again. And I'm actually – probably going to go to Mexico and go to winter ball I just feel like winter ball just gets me ready for spring training. I come in, instead of just having to start from a clean slate, I'm already into my throwing program. I've already seen hitters. I know what I have to do. I know what adjustments I have to make with my arm and just my motions and my mechanics and stuff. It's a lot better for me that way.
That's a great call too. And also, you know, from being a starter and going to the bullpen, you're short on innings that you have in the past. So a few more innings, you know, really
it's
going to help you.
It's not going to hurt me at all. I've been down there the past couple of years closing, so I've actually got some relieving experience down there, which actually helped a lot going into this year. So
good.
That's always a plus, just being able to kind of have a foot in the door and be on the right track when I get to spring training and not have to figure a lot of things out.
Awesome.
Really great stuff, Jay Jackson, joining us here on the Cholula Hot Seat. First off, congratulations, man. Really cool to see you get up here, get this opportunity. Best of luck with this season and moving into next year. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Great
Thank
job
you,
last night, man.
Thanks, Ray.
You guys did a
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Job.
He was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Our thanks to Jay Jackson for stopping by. More Padres Social Hour right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
We're back here at the AMR Studios. It's Star Wars night. So exciting. And can you guess we got a few tweets about Star Wars night?
I can't believe that.
And the start of the show. A few people tweeted in. Sackbunk Chris says, I knew my skepticism of Aguilar letting someone else take on Padres Social Hour hosting duties while he's there would be warranted. Your skepticism was definitely warranted.
Oh,
and
yes.
What can I say? This happens. It happens. I know. I can tell by your face.
What? I haven't said anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. I can tell by your face. But our buddy Darklighter, best social hour ever. He loves it.
He's killing me. I should have known. He's up here having a blast. Look at him.
Hey, and look, our buddy Ghost of Ray Kroc, so disappointed in Jesse Agler and Randy Jones right now. So disappointed.
Oh, really?
See, now here's the thing you got to realize.
Ghost, why don't you swing by here and show us your outfit?
The blogging community, while they're nerdy baseball guys, they're also kind of nerds. And I can say this because I consider myself in this group. So that's why we're baseball and Star Wars fans.
Yes, you are.
So.
I mean, nerdy.
But look, you know, our buddy Cranky Ed.
Yeah.
Occasionally. You know, he doesn't like the nonsense. But look at this. Looking forward to the game. Score not important. Scoreboard should be scoreboard isn't, the score is not important. He's looking forward to the headshots on the scoreboard.
Oh, that's going to be that could be epic tonight.
And then he told Seth and us, nice duds. He likes the costumes. So Cranky Ed is all in.
Cranky Ed.
He's all in.
Cranky Ed's softening up over the course of the year, I think.
I think so, but I like it.
I think you need some rest, Cranky Ed.
Let's talk a little baseball, Randy Jones.
I like that.
You like that. So last night, the Padres go down, and Casey Kelly makes his first start. Not his first appearance, but his first start since 2012, and obviously gets off to a real rocky start. Gives up 6 runs in the first 2 innings. But, hey, he settled in after that, got 11 straight outs, and started to kind of figure it out. What did you see from
Casey
Kelly yesterday?
Well, you hit the build off that. Very, very uncomfortable. I mean, trying to be nice, just move the delivery, get that feel going, but to control that adrenaline, I know how that is. And, you know, especially when you get in the jam, you're not really making the pitchers the command you want at that point in time. You know, and he made a couple of mistakes, you know. But I like the way he bounced back. I like the idea that Pat didn't get, you know, put somebody else in the third. Give the kid a chance. And he went back out there, like you say, and retired the last 11, you know, to go 5 innings. And I got to really give the bullpen a break a little bit. And, you know, the bullpen came and did a great job, but, you know, there's too much damage done with the grand slam, unfortunately. You know, but overall, I like the way he was changing speeds, the way he settled in. And looking forward to another start. He's got to build off that 11 in a row. That's the key for, you know, Casey Kelly to go out there and build off of that.
Yeah, I mean, and look, he just made some mistakes over the heart of the plate. And that's going to happen when you got some rust, probably some butterflies
and
at
like
this
we're
level.
Like talking to Jay, you get up at this level, you know. They don't miss too many mistakes. You don't have that luxury in the big leagues.
And I feel like we've said that all year. Padres pitchers just have gotten away with no mistakes all year long.
And if you hang around the middle of the plate, Mike, you're a disaster waiting to happen. You got to stay out of the middle.
Now here's the one thing I want to ask you, Ruby De La Rosa on the other side of the hill here. I mean, just incredible numbers against this Padres team. I mean,
you're going to have that. He's 30. Well, what is he?
1.73 ERA over his career against the Padres. 2.14 this year. They got to him once this year. But I mean, this is a guy with a 4.5 ERA. Now you see a live arm, and maybe this is the type of guy that's just so frustrating to Diamondbacks fans because you see the promise, but he never quite puts it together, except when he's playing the Padres.
Yeah, except when he's playing the Padres, and it's usually like the first 2 times to the lineup, he gets away with it. And then somewhere during in the third, in the fifth, or even the sixth inning, that third time through the lineup, you know, he's gone. Ruby's getting out. Then the bullpen comes in, and, you know, what is he, 4-0 against the Padres.
In 5 starts, he's pitched 31 innings. So he's getting up to, right around that 6-inning mark.
Yep.
I mean, he's had a couple starts where he went 7 shutout innings against this team.
But also, you have teams. I mean, every pitcher will, for whatever reason, mentally, you have a couple of good outings, and then you have this mental factor where, you know, you're fired up. You want to face the Padres. You own the Padres. It's like I used to own the Big Red Machine.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy. Nobody should own the Big Red Machine. And I just frustrate them to no end. And I beat them all the time.
That's just the crazy part about baseball, right?
It is.
Certain teams, certain guys in certain lineups, there's just some sort of weird magic that they're just going to be fantastic. Or, you know, the opposite way. There's certain guys that can't get anybody out against certain teams.
I had to be the only pitcher who was excited when I got to face the Big Red Machine.
Who was your bugaboo? What team got
Cardinals.
You? The Cardinals.
Cardinals in their ballpark. I don't know if I ever beat them in their ballpark.
Is that?
I get them down in mine, I could beat them. But in St. Louis, good Lord,
heat, right?
I don't know what it was. I found more ways of, you know, inside the park home runs. I mean, stuff that I'd never seen before.
defensively last night, Matt Kemp makes a really nice play going to his left, sliding into the wall. It's going to be our Montalvo Tequila smooth play of the game.
I agree.
And, man, he really went after this ball, made a nice sliding play, and a little dangerous here. I mean, he slides in the wall, John Edwards in, and we'll talk a little bit about that middle relief, which was really, really good last night. But Matt Kemp going all out right there.
Yeah, and that helps that bullpen, yeah, that reliever. That's a heck of an effort. But, you know, hey, that's a second out of the inning. That's big right there. You know, that's great. And also, he's been out there long enough. I think he's got a pretty good sense of where the wall's at. And we've seen him do it many, many times, but he timed that really, really well.
That is the Montalvo Tequila smooth play of the game. Triple distilled, exceedingly smooth, and locally owned Montalvo Tequila, where craft meets crowd. On the offensive side of the ball, couldn't get much against De La Rosa early in the game. Started to get a little bit of momentum going later in the game. You had a run here, a run there, a run here. A
couple opportunities.
Yeah.
When the key hit.
Good to see Travis Jankowski kind of doing what you expect him, a ball that for most people is a single into the left center gap, but he can stretch it into a double. That leads to a run, you know, later in the game. Those are the things you need to see right now.
A little manufactured like that. And he scored on a ground ball, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the key things when you're doing things like that. You know, that's special.
And Derek Norris, good to see him. The bat's starting to pick up again. I think, you know, the workload, he's never had this big of a workload before. He's kind of maybe figuring out how to handle this physically and not let it affect his hitting, his swing. He's starting to put things back together. Over his last 46 games, he's sitting over 300, 17 RBIs, 22 runs. And going forward, you know, it's going to be a question whether Austin Hedges is ready for this, for the big league level as a full-time catcher behind or at the plate. Behind the plate, you know he is. So, you know, Derek Norris is probably your catcher or a good part of this team. So, good to see him. Yeah, he's still a young player. I mean, he looks like an older guy because he's got all this crazy beard, but he's still a very young baseball player.
Well, very young, and you know, like you say, never really caught this much all year long. And I'm sure he's had to make adjustments as he's went along. And he's learning, you know, the endurance factor of being the catcher. You know, for six, I've been playing so much. But I can see this platoon next year, what we've seen this year a little bit.
Yeah, a little first base, kind of some swinging around.
First base, but you know, when he's not catching, leave his bat in the lineup. But Austin Hedges is getting those opportunities as well to give Derek Norris that day off from behind the plate that he needs.
Yeah, and you talk about winter ball. It's going to be important for Austin to go get those at-bats.
Another couple hundred at-bats would really help him, I think.
Yeah, really, and whether that's, you know, whether he gets him in winter ball, which he's going to get, or if he needs him in the minor leagues to start next year, we're going to see. But
I would assume that he can get him in winter league ball and hopefully has a good spring and breaks camp with us.
All right. Want to remind everybody, if you want to get in on the show, use the hashtag PadresSH. That's on Twitter. Or you can get into the live chat, padres.com/social hour. If you just want to make fun of me for wearing a costume, that's fair. I appreciate it. I can handle it. But let us know if you got any questions or comments out there. When we come back, want to talk a little bit more about the bullpen. Good to see some of the progress they've made over the last few games.
Can you fold your legs with your boots on like this?
We'll try during the break. Yeah. But I don't know if
you
I can.
You want to practice?
No. I don't want to do that on screen, if you don't mind.
Okay.
At Evans Tire and Service Centers, buy two select tires and get two free. With quality name brand tires at 16 convenient locations, why shop anywhere else? Visit evanstire.com, home of the buy two, get two. More Padres Social Hour, presented by United, right after this.
Welcome back to the AMR Studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Got a bad feeling about this.
What?
No, that's just what you say if you're a Star Wars fan.
Oh, sorry.
They say that in every movie.
Okay.
Hey, want to welcome our friends Ryan and Matthew. They're here as part of the Fan Rewards Program.
Good job, guys.
Coming down, watching some nonsense on television. A little baseball, a little nonsense.
I was giving Matt a little baseball knowledge prior to the show.
Yeah, you were breaking it down for him?
Yeah, I was getting on him a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Teaching him something?
Yeah. Something he probably won't forget.
Look at you dispensing wisdom. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe it was about middle relief. And it's funny, this baseball season, it's gone through waves of what has failed this Padres team, whether it was the starting rotation, the lineup, the bullpen. And lately there's been a lot of struggles in middle relief. But the last couple games, we've seen some guys go out and put together some good outings. Pretty impressed with John Edwards. Nick Vincent really seems to kind of have figured it out, and that's really good to see.
He looks like, you know, the old Nick Vincent. He had figured a couple things out and pitched with a lot more confidence. And I think a lot of those guys really are pitching with a little more confidence. And you're talking about Edwards and Obviously, everybody looks a little shakier first appearance. Maybe even
a new team. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
But just getting the jitters out of the way and settling down. But he looks a lot more comfortable on the mound, a lot more confident. And that's what you want to see.
Yeah, and I mean, Nick Vincent was so good 2 years ago.
Yes.
And, I mean, look, middle relief is a little hit or miss. You know, those guys can fluctuate a lot with their performance. But the cutter that he had was so good, and he was so good inheriting runners and
right.
stranding them, that this guy could be a really, really good and important piece. And he talked to Ben and Bill yesterday and just talked about how his arm wasn't ready to start the year.
Exactly.
And it changed his arm slot. It changed everything about him. So he really had to go down. And he had a great attitude. He said, hey, I wasn't getting the results, and I deserve to go down. He went down and figured it out. And I'm excited to see if this guy can put it together because, I mean, he was a legit seventh-inning type guy.
Well, and he's planning on probably an integral part of that bullpen, like, for next year. But once again, I mean, I think you're going to have a lot of arms in spring training next year. You're going to earn that spot. But, you know, for what he's done since coming back up here, didn't say a word, went out, you know, in the minor leagues, busted his tail, fixed it, and he's righted the ship, and he's throwing the baseball like he can. And that's going to bode very well going into next spring.
Yeah, when you have injuries like to Brandon Maurer, who was your just lockup seventh inning guy, lose him, it creates an opportunity for other guys, whether it was Sean Kelly before he got hurt. Now he's back to throwing the ball well. Nick Vincent, we've seen Kevin Quackenbush hit a little bit of a rough patch, but he had a nice stretch there. Well, he was really doing a great job. So, you know, and guys like Jay Jackson, you see some nice live arms, Marcus Mateo. It's good to get a nice look at these guys and have a good idea going into spring training what each of these guys can do, what to tell them to work on going into next season, and maybe really solidify this bullpen, because that's been the strength of this team for so many years.
So many years, and that's exactly what you have to do. Take a look at some of these arms and get them a little bit of experience and evaluate your talent, what you have. You know, and that's going to help you make decisions, you know, going into next year, I think.
All right. I want to get to a couple tweets before we take a break. First, our friend Friar Gal Amy, she says, I wish I was there, but I'm home in my R2-D2 jammies enjoying the show. Thanks for watching, Amy.
There you go.
Love the R2-D2 jammies there.
There you go.
And Sean says, Mike, you don't look scruffy enough to be Han. Maybe you're more of a Luke. Do I look like a scruffy looking nerf herder?
You look more like Luke. I mean, you got to be scruffy.
I know.
You know.
And Sean's actually a friend, and he knows, like, when I was a kid, I was like the biggest Luke Skywalker fan. Like,
really?
Oh my gosh. Like I used to get wooden dowels from the hardware store and paint them green so they looked like a lightsaber and just carry it around everywhere. I mean, as a very young child, we're talking 3-4 years old, and wanted to be Luke Skywalker.
That's almost TMI. That's too much information.
Too much information for you. Hey, and then as you get older, you realize Han Solo's kind of the cool character. He's not quite as whiny as Luke. But, hey, Luke saves the day in the end. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm afraid to ask you how many times you've watched the Star Wars movies.
Oh, no. That's not even like a thing where you can count. But
oh, good shooting, man.
Well.
Yeah, have you practiced? Your light looks really good.
Yeah?
Does my heart good when you shoot blooper like that? Have a helmet shot next time, can we?
Petco Park will host its first college basketball game on Saturday, December 5th, as part of the Bill Walton Basketball Festival. The San Diego State Aztecs and the University of San Diego Toreros will compete in an outdoor court on the infield. Tickets are on sale now at Padres.com/bball. More Padres Social Hour coming up. The lineup right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the show.
Nice shoot,
got
man.
Him.
Love it. I love it when you get blooper like that.
Got him. A couple quick Twitter questions, and we'll get to the lineup. Carly Noyne asks, Mike, who shot first? Well, clearly I just shot blooper, so Han shot first. Not Greedo. I know you have no idea what that means, Randy.
No.
But trust me, it's good stuff. Douglas Nunez, a little baseball question here real quick. New manager, experienced or young manager? What are you thinking, Randy?
My personal opinion, experienced.
Yeah, just your personal opinion.
Experienced.
Yeah? Not one of these Brad Ausmus, Craig Council, never had a job before types of guys?
Brad Ausmus, believe it or not, is experienced now.
Now he's experienced. He's going to keep his job one more year.
I mean, you know. And so you never know. There's going to be a lot of candidates for it, a lot of interviews, and it's a matter of getting the right one. That's, you know.
Oh, yeah. No,
boils down to, you
this
know,
is
get,
a very
get the guy
important
that
hire.
Can turn it around.
I mean, look what Joe Maddon's done in Chicago. Now, they have a ton of talent. But, I mean, this guy has success everywhere he goes.
And putting the formula together for that talent to excel, that's the key. you know, getting everybody in their role in the lineup or wherever they're at, you know, and getting the maximum out of them. And that he's done a great job of that in Chicago.
He really has. All right, let's take a look at today's lineup presented by United Airlines. Proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. And this is basically the exact same lineup we saw last night with the exception of Robbie Erlin, the starting pitcher in the 8-hole. You know, Jed Jerko playing second base. Yanhervis Solarte's hamstring injury has really changed the dynamic of Jerko at short, and now Spangenberg's playing a little third base, so having to bring Lexi in. He's had a couple good games, so nice to see him be rewarded for a couple good at-bats there.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a good lineup, and it's a big thing. You know, Solarte not quite ready, and this late in the year, hey, give him an opportunity to play over there.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I mean,
it kind of builds an opportunity. I think one day I'd still like to maybe see a little bit of speed in the top of the lineup. If you want to do something, you know, a little bit, you know, change it up. Maybe Jankowski leads off.
We'll see.
Spangenberg in the number two hole, or I don't know.
Murph said, he's kind of been against that, at least in the media, saying that he likes Will Myers, wants to get him as many at-bats as possible, which obviously the leadoff soft allows.
I get that, but you can put him down the lineup for a couple of days. He's still going to get three at-bats.
There's only a handful of days left, so you don't have too many. It'd be interesting to see if some of these young guys get a start here and there, whether it's an Alex Dickerson or even a Cody Decker. One of these guys can get four at-bats for a game.
It'll be, hey, they're in a big league uniform. Let's start there. That's pretty good.
Hey, real quick, last night, Alex Dickerson goes out to pinch
good
hit.
Good Lord.
Loses a contact or something and doesn't get to pinch hit?
Got something in his eye. Next thing he's back in the – I can't believe it. The last three times he's tried to hit, you know. Or they'll change pitchers, and he pulls him and brings in a right-hander, a right-handed hitter. Poor guy.
I heard a rumor that it might have been a Pat Murphy ploy, that this is some sort of college trickery.
Nah.
Where you have a guy go up there, and then you send somebody else up. I don't know. You don't believe in that?
No, I'm not buying that, I don't think.
No?
No, not with the way the score was. It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't, right?
No.
Hey, get your head straight, all right? We get the head-to-head challenge next.
Whoa.
It's tied. And tied again. We're getting down to the nitty gritty, and the couch needs a victory.
All right.
So think about who your player is going to be.
I've got it.
Looking for paradise? Maui Waui Hawaiian presents delicious, made-to-order fresh fruit smoothies as well as adult beverage smoothies. Visit the new Maui Waui locations inside Petco Park at the Park at the Park or the Mercado. Also located in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton, and Temecula. Finishing up, Padres Social Hour presented by United right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Final segment of the show, finishing up here, Padres Social Hour on Star Wars Night. Going to go ahead and get right to the Supercuts head-to-head challenge. Blooper tied it up last night. He had Matt Kemp versus Jed Jerko. They both did one thing, but Matt Kemp's catch put him over, so it's tied up. Bloop, who has first pick? Randy, you have first pick, so you have the advantage here. Take advantage of it. Who are you taking?
Derek Norris.
Derek Norris. I don't think anybody's picked Derek in quite a while. Matthew liked that.
I'm going with Dino.
Nice. All right. Who you got, Blooper?
Jed Jerko.
Ooh. Norris and Jerko.
We'll see how this pans out.
Man.
Mr. Star Wars geek.
X-Wing fighter.
I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Hey, don't forget to pick up your bullets when we get done, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think I got one more to shoot him with, too.
Cool.
So, hey, at Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail, the cut, the lines, the hot towel finish, so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. Want to get to one more tweet, and this makes me so insanely happy. Ed, who I'm not even going to call cranky anymore because he's just my he might be my favorite viewer. Sorry, Dark Lighter. He says, Mike Grace, had you pegged as a Han Solo from the get-go. First movie, still the best. I love that Ed is a Star Wars fan and knows about the movies.
Yeah, I just remember the first one.
The second one's probably technically the best, but the first one's the one that gets you hooked.
Whatever you say. I like the first one.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, you probably saw it in the theater, didn't you?
Yeah.
1977. You were doing good things back then.
I saw it in the real time, you know, when it first came out.
Right.
Not like you, kid, that saw it later on.
I saw the third one in the theater.
Say?
I was 4 years old in 1983.
So that means you were no years old when I saw the first one.
That's right. I wasn't even a gleam.
Yep. Weren't even a twinkle.
Nope. Hey, so a little left-hander, Robbie Erlin. What are you looking forward for tonight?
A little more consistency. I know the jitters last time in Colorado, but, you know, the one thing about, you know, Robbie Erlin, he talked about using that cut fastball, and I understand that, but it's got to be set up. And for a left-hander, he throws the ball pretty straight, so he's got to be pretty precise. He's not throwing 95, 96. You got to be exact. This left-hander's got to be throwing that curveball for strikes. That's going to set up that fastball a lot better. He's got to do a better job of keeping it on the edges or, you know, he's going to be in trouble.
Looking for that fastball command. All right, thanks, Randy. Fun show today. Everybody enjoy Star Wars tonight. Jesse and Bill are back tomorrow at 11:30. May the force be with you.